Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. This is Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. My guests this evening from Cashed Out, it's Doug Benson and Kevin Manuel. Thanks for joining me, you guys.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for having us.
All right. We want to start us off with a Johnny Cash tune right off the bat.
Sure.
All right.
What do you say, Kevin, when you just do Folsom Prison?
That'd be great.
This is a real show.
This is a real quick one.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, if they'd free me from that prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's the Cashed Out Duo tonight on Alaska Live here on KUAC. Tonight you'll have the full-on Cashed Out band at the Blue Loon stage a little bit after this tonight, yeah?
Yeah, Blue Loons. Mm. Get there early because it was sold out last time.
I was there.
What a great show that was.
And
so much fun.
You guys really know how to carry the spirit of a Johnny Cash concert, it seems like. I wasn't looking up from my page here, and I just kind of got lost in the fact that I thought I was listening to Johnny Cash himself right here.
Oh, thanks. Well, he is pretty near and dear to our hearts. You know, we really, really respect the man and love him to death and wish he was still alive, you know.
Absolutely. I saw Johnny Cash back in the mid-90s, right around the time that he announced that he was pretty ill, you know, and going to have to stop touring. But he didn't stop recording after that. That's what was amazing.
Yeah, he kept recording. He actually built a studio right there in basically his living room, pretty much. He could just, you know, get up at any time. And the band was on call, like, you know.
Yeah.
They were there. If he said he felt like he was good enough to record, they were there within minutes, pretty much. And you know, that's just Johnny Cash, you know, just the way he is, just, you know, fighting till the end and just, you know, knowing that he had so many fans that wanted to hear him tell, you know, his...
Doug, did you get to see him a lot in concert?
I never did actually get to see him in concert. There was, you know, just circumstances, I guess.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Really sad about that, of course, like anybody is.
But
I have got to meet some of his family. Cindy Cash has been to a couple shows, and John Carter Cash actually came to a show, and his manager for a long time, Mr. Lou Robin, He's been to several shows, and our friend Bill Miller.
They really respect what you're doing, too, and they think that you're...
Yeah, you know, they didn't tell us to stop doing it. So it was...
Well, that's pretty, something.
I mean, that's a compliment in itself, you know. Cindy actually gave me a necklace one night with a lock of Johnny's hair.
And she goes by Cindy Cash Dollar.
Excuse me?
That Cindy Cash... Cindy
Cash is Johnny's youngest daughter.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's...
She's a musician herself.
You know, she sings with me on occasion.
All right.
She really loves Tennessee Flat Top Box. That's one of her favorites. But I'm not sure if she actually plays an instrument. I've never seen her play anything.
But she's a good singer.
Roseanne is.
Of course.
She's huge.
Yeah.
And then... Is that Kathy? Is that the... Kathy's the middle one, and I've never had a chance to meet her yet, I don't think, but...
Where do you call home these days?
I still live in San Diego, born and raised.
Oh, yeah.
26 years.
Well, you brought the warm weather with you. Really?
I've been 26 for 17 years now.
So. Now. He's got seniority. You brought the warm weather with you to Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah?
Really, this is warm for us.
10 degrees
very,
warm, huh?
Very warm for us, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting a suntan earlier.
Yeah.
My ears feel hot. I don't know if that... it's frostbite.
It's frostbite. Well, thanks for doing Folsom Prison to start out the whole show. That's great. Do you remember hearing that that album for the first time live at Folsom and San Quentin Prison?
Do I remember hearing it for the first time?
Yeah.
No, I can't say that I actually remember hearing it for the first time. But, you know, I was probably like, you know, at least 3/4 of the way through a whiskey bottle by the time somebody actually put that on. But I remember the first time I ever really actually sat down and listened to him was down in San Felipe. My buddy owns a house down there, or his family does, and we went on a trip, just one of the many that we've been on, and somebody... put in a tape called Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, and it played for 4 days. And the only time it stopped is when somebody took out the batteries, or the batteries died, so we had to replace them. And that was pretty much the first time I ever really sat around and actually really enjoyed and listened to Johnny Cash. Growing up in San Diego, he never heard it.
Really, yeah, because country music just wasn't big.
Well, at your house, my parents didn't play it. Your parents did. You were lucky. But, you know, the one radio station we had, the country KSON down there, was, you know, I don't remember ever listening to that because I was a little surf punk, skate punk when I was young enough to do that kind of stuff.
My, how things have changed.
Yeah.
Now you're touring. You started the band, Cashed Out?
Yeah, Kevin and I started it. Uh-huh. I put an ad in the San Diego Reader and... he was unfortunate enough to answer the ad.
I was just looking for a guitar.
And all of a sudden, you're in a band.
That's right.
Well, how about we hear another tune?
All right. What do you feel like doing now? You want to do Family Bible?
Sure.
All right, let's see if we can do Family Bible.
See if we can get through this one.
We don't do it much on stage that much. And I might forget the words, but why not? That's live radio.
It's just like a live show.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible. And we count our many blessings one by one. I can see
us sitting round the table. From when the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. I can see us sitting round the table. From when the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
You remember
it sounded all right.
Yeah, you remember all the words, and it sounded all right.
Left out the last verse, but that's all right.
Well,
that's kind of Johnny would do that, you know.
You know, Johnny Cash, it seems like I've heard a lot of his live recordings, too, and he did a lot of medleys.
He did.
You know, he would smash up all these songs that were in the same key or put them in the same key. And
kind of experienced that last night a little bit, and I think I understand why he was doing that.
Well, he had a lot of songs, as you well know. You know, he prolific writer.
Absolutely, and prolific song stealer, too. He's one of the greatest at that, and, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying that, because, you know, Willie, actually it was Waylon was in an interview one time, and I was listening to it, and he said, Willie wrote a song called Let's All Get Together and Steal Each Other's Songs, and that's what they would do, you know, Willie and Waylon and Chris and Johnny would do that, you know, just write songs for each other and try to outdo the, you know, friendly competition, you know.
I don't know about you, but I'm a huge Highwayman fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that band was a super group.
Actually, we were trying to get something.
Yeah.
We were trying to get something together down in San Diego, hoping, well, you know, never really panned through yet, but we're trying to get Chris Christopherson and Willie and I got a friend in Seattle that does Waylon Jennings. Like, you are sitting in front of Waylon Jennings. It sounds just like him. It looks just like him. And then me doing the Johnny Cash parts. But, you know, we're still working on trying to get that together. So
it's a lot of people to
hopefully
get together.
Hopefully that'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Chris Christopherson, he is getting up in years. And, you know, I have heard that he's
Willie
still
too.
Doing some stuff. Yeah, Willie too. But, yeah, gosh, that'd be great. And your friend has a Waylon Jennings tribute band, or he just does it kind of for fun?
Yeah, he did. What did he call it? Cow Pie Jazz or something like that? Or
does not necessarily point to what it is.
But I guess they broke up, and he was kind of doing some solo stuff. And he actually went to Nashville and wrote an album, did an album with Waylon's band. So
nice.
We haven't heard that yet, but anxiously waiting to hear that from him.
Speaking of albums, do you record? Do you go in the studio and record?
We recorded something about 3 years ago, and we're still kind of working on it, mm-hmm. You know. We haven't actually gotten the bass just to the liking yet.
Right. Oh, because last year you, on the Blue Loon stage, I know you had an upright bass
right.
player,
actually,
acoustic
that was
bass
Ryan,
player.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's probably going to be the one that we have come back and redo the bass for us. But
gotcha. And he's not on tour with you this time?
He's not.
You've got
no,
a different
he's
bass
not.
Player.
He's an author, a very good author, and actually his first novel that he wrote,
okay.
called The Summer I Died,
sounds
just
uplifting.
Got picked up to be a movie. So He's in the process, and they asked him to write the screenplay for it, too. So he's in the process of doing that instead of being on tour with us. And we miss him, but we do have Doug Lund with us, and he's a very accomplished bassist. And so we're happy to have Doug with us. And got to mention George, you know. George Bernardo is our
he plays drums.
He's our drummer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he doesn't think so, but I love him to death.
Yeah,
I really do, George. If you're listening, buddy.
yeah, you'll all be joining each other on stage there at the Loon tonight. Here at Alaska Live on KUAC, it's the Cashed Out Duo, Kevin and Doug here. had you pick the name Cashed Out, was that the name that you thought of to put together the band with?
No, Kevin and I and our original bass player was just sitting around practicing songs, and we're like, well, we're going to need a name. So we just started kind of brainstorming and just sitting there drinking some whiskey and having a couple beers and sitting in Kevin's living room, and somehow somebody came up with, like, I think I said it maybe, like how about, like, just kind of joking, said Johnny Cashed Out, and either Kevin or Sean, I can't remember which one of you said it, but they're like, how about just Cashed Out?
Shorten it up.
And that was it.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I heard that, it was like, done.
Done.
How many years ago was that?
That was 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Almost to the date, actually.
Almost to the date.
Yeah. Our first show that we ever did was January 22nd of 2005. I can't believe I remember that, actually.
Yeah. And Johnny Cash died in
2003.
No, 2003. Yeah. 2003, yeah.
September 12th, I believe.
Yep. Yeah. And you have some songs that would include June Carter Cash. How do you do that with,
if she's bad, I'll just leave her in the truck.
That's what happens.
But, you know, I'll sing them sometimes, like, well, I mean, not all
of them.
He didn't
always have her on tour with him, so.
Yeah, but I'll do the Jackson by myself, you know.
Okay.
And just kind of swing my hips when it comes to her parts or something. But we have, we've had several girls that did the June parts for us. And the latest one, the most recent, is Nina Anderson, and she's just a doll, man. She is something else. But she's got her own thing going in San Diego, so. You know, she doesn't come on tour with us all the time, but.
But you play back home some?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We play at home. Not as often as we'd like to because they, you know, contracts and so forth. You know, we got to be like out of. We can't play in San Diego a month before or a month after a show. So kind of makes it.
Oh.
You have to. It kind of forces you to go on the road.
Wow.
Actually,
you have
Nina's
rules.
Coming on the road. We're going to through the Midwest all the way up to St. Louis in February. And she's going to be on tour with us at that time.
Well, you really live out the song, I've Been Everywhere.
Yeah.
Taking those cities off one by one.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been to almost all of them, actually, I think.
Yeah, do you add places to that song sometimes?
No, at the end of the song, I'll say something like, you know, well, I've been to Fairbanks a couple times now, you know.
Oh, in Anchorage? You were in Anchorage
just
last
night?
Just
to get a rise out of the crowd,
yeah, sure,
you know?
Sure, exactly. You got to.
And actually, man, the crowd here at Blue Loon was absolutely one of the, probably the top two or three crowds that we've ever had.
It was loud.
And
there.
we've had crowds of 10,000 or more people in the audience.
Wow.
But the crowd here, I mean, we had probably, 30 shots lined up on stage at one point.
As I recall, you were taking some requests.
We finished them all, too.
Yeah,
people coming up. They figured out. They saw one person come up and request a song with a napkin to the shot glass, you know. It was like, oh, okay. And then, therefore, everybody followed.
Well, Doug, I think that, I mean, all joking aside, I really think that you have a rapport with the crowd right away, it seems like.
I love people.
And,
that's why.
Yeah.
And I'm a ham. I just love being on stage.
It's
a lot of fun. It's nervous.
People eat that
it's
up,
scary.
You know,
it's a good scary though. You know, kind of like going down the hill on a roller coaster kind of thing. You know,
sledding, skiing. You know, yeah.
Right.
Well, what's next on the set list?
For now, you want to sing another?
You were talking about Jackson.
Oh, Jackson? They can't see me swing my hips.
Well, right.
Well, they can imagine it. People that listen to the radio can
you
really
have hips
imagine.
For radio anyway.
No. Yeah, dude. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson. But go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man, and make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair. I've been waiting in Jackson. See if I care. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they'll laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. I'll lead you around town like a scalded hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan fan. Well, now we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, never coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, never coming back.
All right. Kevin Manuel and Doug Benson from the Johnny Cash tribute band Cashed Out here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. So great to have you guys here before your show tonight at the Blue Loon. Thanks for taking time out. It's really...
Oh, thank you for having us, Lori. It was a lot of fun.
So I've had friends who have gone to Folsom Prison and done music at Folsom Prison. And yeah. Melissa Mitchell from Anchorage and some of her group has gone in and done that. Is that something that you've done in your career?
We have not done that yet, but we are, I don't know, Kevin's the one that kind of deals with our booking agent, and I deal with our promo guy, so that's kind of our two jobs. Do you have any news on that at all?
Well, we've talked to the ombudsman over there, and every time we get a hold of them, they... Once a year or so, they say, oh, we just had a Johnny Cash band roll through here. It seems to be kind of a popular thing to do. One of these days, we'll get in there.
We actually got up there to visit. We played in the town of Folsom, so we had to go to the prison and visit it.
Yeah.
And there was flyers. Remember, there was a flyers of that band that was playing. It was Johnny Cash, yeah. Something or other that they were doing. I forget the name of them, but we were like, hey, what about us?
Yeah.
Actually, the poster that's hanging outside the Blue Loon is a picture of us at Folsom with the guard tower behind us in the picture there.
Yeah, that's what made me think of maybe you had done that. Melissa Mitchell talks about how it was really impacted them a lot to go in.
I can imagine it being pretty intense.
It was intense. And they actually go in and do workshops, too, and do some songwriting and some song workshops there, too. And it's... pretty crazy. They said, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to get in there and do that sometime.
He might not let you out, though.
I mean, yeah.
He's a keeper.
Yeah. Yeah, have you been...
I'm firing him, Gene, boy.
Have you been living out the life of Johnny Cash and in and out of prison?
No.
No, good, good, good.
No, I've never actually even been in the back of a police car myself, but... I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Right? Some are, some aren't.
Yeah. I've done my share of sinning. Never been caught for it, I guess, so far. Anyway.
Right. Because Johnny, you know, he did live quite the life of sin and being saved.
Right. Yep. He did both.
Yes.
He did both real well.
And he got some really great songs out of it, which is and good life to live there.
Yeah, he lived a good one. I'm sure he had some regrets probably in his life, but you know,
who doesn't?
That's why Jesus died on the cross for us, to save us from those sins. So
part of being human.
Part of being human. You can't be a human without sinning. So.
That's right.
That's why I love to throw gospel numbers into our set.
Oh, man.
And on Vice Versa, we did a thing at my mom and dad's church for the men's group, and the women got word that we were going to be there, so they put up a stink, and they all ended up coming. Everybody came. But there was people in the church yelling for Cocaine Blues.
Oh.
You know, and I'm like,
hey.
Okay.
Yeah, did you?
If you say so,
uh-huh.
We'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be some sinning for the saving.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'll throw in a gospel number or two. You got one that you can do?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, we could do Daddy Sang Bass, I guess, right now. Or
that's sort of gospel-y.
I might
that
remember the
family
words.
Family Bible song was a nice and gospel-y song.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. There's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. We'd get together in a family circle, singing loud. Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor, me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them at the throne. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor, me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone home, but I'll rejoin him at the throne. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor, me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, it won't be long, I'll rejoin them at the throne. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Oh no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor, me and little brother join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Did that song originally have part of Will the Circle Be Unbroken in it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did he later write the rest of that, or that was a traditional one?
Broken was a Carter family song.
That was a Carter
family. Of course,
family.
Yeah.
Johnny was a huge fan of the Carter family.
Mm-hmm.
Especially one of them.
Yep. So much so he married her.
Yep. That's one thing Cindy doesn't. She doesn't like. She won't do Jackson with me because it was June's song.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, her mom was Vivian, so she's a little mad about that. I can imagine, but
yeah. Johnny Cash wrote so many songs that I still find myself sometimes running into new ones.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Isn't that amazing?
Kevin usually the one that shows me.
Like, hey, you found a new one. One night, I was driving home. My fiance and I were driving home in different vehicles, like you do sometimes, from eating dinner together. And we had met at the restaurant and drove home. And we were both sitting in our respective cars and we weren't getting out. And so I knew that he was also listening to KUAC. And the song Rowboat was on. And
oh, yeah, Rowboat.
Neither one of us had heard that song before, and we were both so taken that we were having that driveway moment.
That's a really good song.
It was really.
I wish I knew all the words for you. I'd sing it for you right now. That's one of the what is it? Almost 3,000 songs. That,
yeah.
You know, I know maybe 200.
Okay, gotcha.
Of those 3,000. So.
Well, put it on the list for next time you come back to Fairbanks. Rowboat.
I'll try to. I got a lot on the plate.
That's hard to keep it all in store up there, Doug.
Well, you know, I got to sing them a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've tried to do, I do like a little solo thing while when we're at home. And, you know, Kevin's working like 15-hour days, you know, doing, being a construction foreman for his.
Oh, Kevin, you got a day
for
job?
His buddy. But, you know, when we're not on
mortgage,
luckily he's on a, he doesn't have to, he can go on tour with us and
that's
stuff.
Great.
So, but he's got to make money when we're not on tour, like this month. I mean, we only had 2 shows in January. So these are the 2 shows. Last night was Anchorage and tonight's
Fairbanks.
And then we go home, we're off for another couple weeks, and then it's just right back to the grindstone. It's February. We have like probably close to 16 shows that we're doing in February alone.
Shortest month, and you got lots.
Right, yeah. It's
yeah.
And I think March is just moving right on into it, too. It's kind of maybe not as hectic as that, but it's pretty full.
Have you done some international touring, too?
Not yet.
Okay.
International, we're going to Canada
on
the 7th. That's out of the country. You need a passport to get there.
Yes, you do.
So.
That's right.
That is correct.
That'll be on February 7th. We'll be in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is international.
Yeah.
You can't drive there, but.
Right.
And
I've sang in Mexico a few times. I love Mexico.
Okay.
I've got friends that own places down there. So.
Not too far from San Diego, at least.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny Cash, I mean, he really, he's popular. His music is popular in a lot of places. I think over in Europe, he's very popular.
Yeah. We've gotten a bunch of requests on our website and stuff, like people telling us to come over there. So,
right.
I think a lot of them, most of them probably come from Germany, I think. A lot of fans of his in Germany.
Germany and Spain seem to be.
Oh, interesting. Spain, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could probably even tour through Japan and do well, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
They love everything.
Japan,
America.
Russia would be probably
and it doesn't
a lot
get
of fun.
Any more American than
they
Johnny
love.
Cash.
Yeah. Like Buck Owens did a bunch of shows there.
Yeah.
And yeah. So.
He even had a song called Big in Japan.
He did. That's right. Buck Owens had the song Big in Japan. Well, you get. Do you ever find yourself wanting to write a song in the Johnny Cash style?
I've written a couple.
Yeah.
I'm not a great writer, though. yeah, but, you know, eventually someday, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
He wrote a really good one. He's being a little coy about that.
Kevin, tell us the truth.
He wrote a song called 7 Miles that we recorded, and it's a good one. He wrote it with his buddy Mark Scarbosa that does a lot of our artwork for us.
Yeah, he
did
does most
Johnny
of our
logo
posters
that we.
Yeah.
Having,
for your tour posters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll be out on CD this year.
That'd be great.
I said the same thing last year.
Oh,
that's right.
I'm used to hearing it. I have a lot of artists on this show who are like, yep, got a CD coming out. Oh, when will that be? Sometime.
When it comes out.
When it's done.
Yeah.
When it's done, yeah.
You'll see it on the shelves as soon as it comes out.
That's right.
That's the hardest thing to do, especially if you're doing it yourself, because you don't have somebody breathing down your neck like a record company. Put this out now.
Yeah,
so,
and if
you know,
didn't...
the more you listen to it, the more you find things wrong with it, and then it just ends up being like 4 years later. That's where we're at right now.
You should be at Good Enough.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it's hard to do that.
No, I know it is. It is. Striving.
Kevin's a perfectionist.
You
anyway, I got to blame somebody because it's never my fault.
You gotta.
Remember?
I don't want ripped up dollar bills for my CD, and I don't want to give out a ripped up CD for those dollar bills.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You got another song? they're short. They're so short, and they use sound so good. And it's a different configuration here at Alaska Live than it will be on the Blue Loon stage. And this is nice.
We'll have the full orchestral
sound. I'm trying to think of 7 miles is.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to think if there's any bad words in that song. I can't remember.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you'll skip them, or, you know, we'll deal with it.
You want to play the guitar on that one? I don't remember all the...
Yeah, I'll try it.
See if I can... Actually, that might mess up our whole deal, but I'll try to...
Do your best.
Yeah.
You get an F?
Yeah. It was either an A or B flat, if I remember.
I guess it's a B flat. Seven miles from Tallahassee, water dry with a broken chassis. Wishing I was 7 miles from home. I left my baby in Mississippi. Lord, I wish that she was with me, but she's sitting on a porch with somebody new. She's drinking whiskey with a stranger. Lord, I wish that I could change her, but I'm a fool for loving her. I ain't no teacher, but it's easy to learn. You learn every time you get burned, and I've been burned. I don't get discouraged because I'm learning this more and more. It's a lesson I've learned 7 times before. I bought a gun in Chattanooga. Let this be a lesson to you. Don't do the things that I have done. I was drinking before I killed her. Jack Daniels, pills, and Slayer. And I ain't sorry for the things I've done. I shot her down out on the sidewalk. The sheriff outlined her corpse in chalk, but there's no regrets, it ain't my fault. I ain't no teacher, but it's easy to learn. You learn every time you get burned, and I've been burned. I don't get discouraged because I'm learning this more and more. It's a lesson I've learned 7 times before. Yeah, it's a lesson I've learned 7 times before.
An original from Doug Benson. Good old murder ballad there. And... the one thing that clued me into that was probably not a long-lost Johnny Cash tune was the words, you used the word Slayer in there.
Slayer, yeah, listening to.
Exactly. Not, you weren't the Slayer, but you were, but you were listening to Slayer.
Yeah,
and,
Slayer was the influence on killing her. I still listen to Slayer quite a bit.
Oh, good.
I had a line for that song, and Doug didn't like it. It was Hank Williams' Pills and Liquor.
Yeah.
Right.
I sing them both, but...
Yeah, well, it didn't have any bad words in it, so congratulations there, but...
I was holding my tongue.
There was a couple that I wanted. I almost came out. Had to hold the tongue.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Mom might be listening, you know.
Yeah, well, yes. FCC could be listening to you.
Yeah, that could be.
Well, that was real nice. I mean, I'm glad that you take a pen to paper every once in a while too, and
I do a little drawing too on the side. You know,
nice.
I don't work.
Drawing.
My work is singing, and you know, and I really enjoy it. Maybe I should practice the guitar a little more.
Because during the show, during this show, you've got Kevin on the acoustic guitar, but during the show, you play
Kevin
guitar.
Kevin will be on the electric, doing the Luther parts.
Right. And
I'll be playing a guitar, but
sure.
You know.
Well,
that's not as pretty as Kevin playing.
That's why you have a band behind you, you know?
That's exactly
I mean,
why. And they're a good band.
They
too,
are a good band, from what I can recollect.
They can follow this mess. They can do anything.
They keep up with you. And you said that this band has been together for 9 years now.
9 years, yeah.
That's a pretty good track record for
well,
a band.
Well, Ken and I have been, we're the only two that have seen every show. We've been to every show.
Every show Cashed Out has done, you've been there together.
We've been there.
Whether we were sick or injured or both, we've been to every show.
Well,
and never actually called in sick to anything yet, except for once we had to miss three shows in Sturgis because we got stuck in all of all places, Salt Lake City, Utah. For 3 days, we did a lot of bowling that week.
We did.
But that was because the bus broke down. It wasn't because of anything we had control over, really.
You do a tour on a bus, actually, a lot in the States.
We did. We got rid of the bus because it broke down on Salt Lake City, and we had to miss some shows. It was the first shows we had ever missed. It still is the first shows we've ever missed.
But, I bet you would have gone over real well in Sturgis. Was it for the rally?
We did play Sturgis a couple years, about 3 years ago, I think it was, and then... Was it last year?
Last year we missed it.
Last year,
2 years before that, we played it.
I bet those are some crazy shows. People are into it.
Yeah. Actually, met the Fried Brothers over there, Harry and Tommy Fried. And I don't know if you've ever heard the Fried Brothers play, but they are incredible band. Tommy just passed away in October, so we miss him a lot. But the rest of the guys are still working and. They play a lot of well-known in the biker community.
Oh, cool.
And that's where we met them at Sturgis and had a real fun time hanging out with those boys. Man, I'll tell you what, it's hard to keep up with them. You thought I could drink, boy, I'll tell you what.
Do you get on a motorcycle every once in a while, too? I mean, San Diego, that sounds like a nice place to do that.
Kevin used to have a Harley. I've never had a Harley. I used to ride dirt bikes when I was a kid, but, you know, it's... Kind of hard on the body.
I was going to say, you got to kind of keep the digits.
Right.
Yeah.
And you too, Kevin. I mean, if you're a guitar player and you do construction, you know, you got to be careful.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, might smash a finger.
What I was thinking too.
With the hammer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, wrap it up with a song. Let's hear one more and then I'll let you guys get out of here. I know you got a big show and so you might need to... do one last sound check or rest up a little
Might
bit.
Might have to take a nap first.
Take a little nap or something.
It's been a whirlwind.
I
Crawl
bet.
Crawl into a whiskey bottle and take a nap.
we left San Diego at 4 a.m.
Ooh.
On Friday and got to Anchorage in time to do the show.
Oh, man. Yeah. That has been a whirlwind
for you guys.
Yeah, and then
we left the bar in Anchorage at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And then hung
out until you could fly up here.
Woke up, flew up here.
Yeah. The life of Cashed Out.
That's
the
right.
Life on the road with Cashed Out.
That's right.
We're actually in the process of making a little coffee table book, too. Someday we'll have that out.
Oh, you mentioned you had somebody doing some photography and stuff.
A lot of blurry pictures. It's just us driving past things.
What?
It'll be great.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I was toting my pack along a dusty Winnemucca road. When along came a semi and a hind canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca-mack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I've seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Battle of Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador. I'm really talking beer, been a craft, bediller, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Hollywood, Den Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Austin, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chickabee, Spare Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Great Lake, for Beach Six. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Upper Sheffield, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rock, Richfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Freeport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fall Lake, Dabble, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Cadillac, you see what I mean? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Pocketburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Littlesford, Vetsford, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Laramore, Havana, Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Nebraska, Alaska, Opalaka, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kazmoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, 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 Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Yeah, I've been to Fairbanks a few times, too. Yeah. I've been everywhere.
I almost lost it.
There are so many places in that one song that I don't know.
You know, I don't think I can name them all if I just talk,
no.
I just talk to it. I have to sing it.
Oh, no, you got to sing it. Well, Kevin, thanks for suggesting that one. It sounded like your idea, and that was a great one to go out on.
That was my request.
Yeah, we're getting to that point where we don't even have to talk anymore.
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything. I said, really?
You know. Oh, well, this is great. Doug Benson and Kevin Manuel from Cashed Out. We'll see you at the Blue Loon tonight.
Thank you very much, Lori. Appreciate it.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.